BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has welcomed the austerity measures taken by Greece to solve its financial crisis. Flanked by the Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou after talks in Berlin, Mrs. Merkel said direct aid to Greece was not needed. From Berlin, here's Stephen Rosenberg.
The Chancellor made it clear that Greece had not asked Germany for any financial assistance. She said she was optimistic such help would not be required. What Germany could provide, Chancellor Merkel said, was solidarity and understanding. In her opinion, the stability of the euro would not be affected by problems in Greece. She went on to denounce speculation by the markets on Greece defaulting on its debts. For his part, the Greek Premier dismissed recent suggestions in the German press that Greece should sell off some of its islands to help raise funds.
Earlier, there were clashes in Athens during renewed protests against the Greek government's austerity plan. Police used tear gas to disperse the protesters who tried to storm Parliament as it voted to approve the measures. The violence comes as an opinion poll suggests that 90% of Greeks are opposed to the government's plan to tackle its debt crisis by raising taxes, cutting wages and freezing pensions. The newly elected president of Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych, has spoken of a new era in relations with Russia. Mr. Yanukovych was speaking after meeting the Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, in Moscow. Our correspondent, Richard Galpin, reports from the Russian capital.
The Russian government is delighted that the main leaders of the Orange Revolution in Ukraine, who came to power 5 years ago, have been removed following last month's election. Mr. Yanukovych responded to the warm words of welcome here in Moscow by indicating that all the major issues which had been causing tensions between them could now be dealt with. Specifically, he said the question of whether Russia's Black Sea fleet could remain in southern Ukraine beyond 2017 would be sorted out soon, with an answer which would suit both sides.
The British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has told an inquiry in London into the invasion of Iraq that the decision to go to war was the right one and taken for the right reasons. Mr. Brown said intelligence reports had convinced him that the international order was at stake. The Prime Minister, who was Finance Minister or Chancellor at the time, was also adamant that he'd imposed no financial restraint on Britain's armed forces. Peter Hunt reports.
Gordon Brown delivered a finely balanced performance. A resolute backing of the decision to go to war was tempered by an acknowledgement of the enduring pain inflicted on the relatives of those who died in battle on both sides. If he'd had reservations as Chancellor, they weren't on display at the hearing. The Prime Minister told the inquiry he'd received 5 briefings from the intelligence services and they'd led him to believe that Iraq was a threat which had to be dealt with.
World News from the BBC. The American Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, has said the Obama administration will do what it can to block further progress of a bill describing as genocide the killing by Turks of hundreds of thousands of Armenians. A congressional committee narrowly approved the resolution on Thursday. The Turkish foreign minister urged President Obama to block a full congressional vote, describing the issue as one of honor for Turkey. An aide to Pope Benedict and a Vatican chorister have been removed from their posts because of allegations that they were involved with a homosexual prostitution ring. The Vatican confirmed that it had suspended Angelo Balducci, whose title was Gentleman to His Holiness and whose duties included greeting important papal visitors. The Prime Minister of Iceland, Jóhanna Sigurðardóttir, has urged Britain to apologise for using anti-terror laws to seize Icelandic assets in 2008. She was speaking ahead of a public vote on Saturday over the payment of billions of dollars to Britain and the Netherlands. The money is owed after the two governments were forced to reimburse investors in the collapsed Icelandic bank, Icesave. From Reykjavik, our correspondent, Johnny Diamond.
Since the collapse of its banks a year and a half ago, Iceland's economy has contracted sharply, unemployment has risen dramatically, and its currency has lost half its value. But talk to people here, and time again they come back to the use by the British government in 2008 of anti-terrorism legislation to seize Iceland's assets following the collapse of Icesave. On Friday, grim-faced, Iceland's Prime Minister went out of her way to criticise Britain's actions.
News just in, President Obama has pledged to reduce the number and role of nuclear weapons, America's national security strategy. Speaking to mark the 40th anniversary of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Mr. Obama said he would also continue to seek ratification of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. BBC News.